Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The title of today's devotional is The Eagle. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 11 and 12, we read, "As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings, so the Lord alone led him, and there was no foreign god with him." A few years ago, I was watching a web camera focused on an eagle's nest in Sydney, British Columbia, Canada. There were three eaglets in the nest. I was enthralled as I sat at my computer and observed the drama in the nest. Once as I watched, a marauder, another eagle, swept down on the nest. In the blink of an eye, he made off with the remains of a seagull that the mother eagle had been shredding and feeding to her hungry brood. A video replay of the attack demonstrated how quickly it happened. The mother seemed to be aware that the intruder was near, but was more concerned for the safety of her chicks than for the scraps of seagull. It was a matter of priorities. Prior to the attack, she had laboriously herded her brood under the safety of her wings. The largest eaglet was especially difficult to control. He kept trying to get out from under her wings and do his own thing, unaware of the danger to his life. How very much we are like that willful chick. We want to do our own thing with little or no thought of the consequences of our own actions. The Lord desires to cover us with His protective wings, but we fight with all our might to escape. Then when we fall into the clutches of our enemy, we wonder why God was not there to protect us. We need to come under the protective wings of the Lord before the marauder strikes. The Lord loves us and wants to cover us with His protective wings. Whatever is happening in your life at the present time, realize that His wings are there to cover and protect you. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. Pastor Cecil. We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.